Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner has vetoed a property tax increase that the Common Council had added to the city budget. More from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
Miner says she rejected the council's plan to hike property taxes because they did not seek adequate public opinion before tacking the measure onto the budget.
The reality is these are very tough decisions, and we are balancing a lot. And part of what I have strived to do in making these tough decisions, particularly with the budget, is be open and transparent about the numbers and the decisions we make and the reason that we're doing it.
The council said city residents would have been reimbursed the roughly $12 increase on their property taxes through a state refund program. Councilors said it was a last-minute add-on because they only learned about the refund program a week before the budget was due. The mayor did keep the council's increase on parking violation fees in the budget, the profit from which is to be given to Say Yes to Education. The mayor also rejected spending increases within a handful of city departments. The council has until June 1st to override her vetoes. The tax increase is passed overwhelmingly, so the votes may be there if the council decides to take it up. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.